Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month, Ella Costa, is joining us here from Gloucester High School. And Ella, welcome. Thanks so much for taking some time to join us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, congratulations on winning the Student Athlete Award for the month and obviously combining academics with athletics. But let's get right to the athletics piece. Your current sport, you're a captain, and actually a three-sport captain, but let's get to your current sport, lacrosse. So tell us about the lacrosse team so far and how things are going, and even your role on the lacrosse team.
Yeah, I mean, we're 7-10 right now, which is a big improvement from last year. I don't think it's anyone's first sport on the team, so it's just a lot of people who like enjoy playing sports and like the game. So I think we're doing well considering that. But I think I'm the most experienced one on the team, so I feel it's my responsibility to like step up and score the goals and, you know, lead the plays and lead the team in games.
So you're at a forward, obviously, then, something like that, right?
Yeah, midfield.
Midfield, okay, yeah. It appears to me, going over your sports, Ella, that you're a, if a sport involves a stick, you're in. So in the fall, it's field hockey. So tell me about field hockey and Gloucester field hockey this past year.
Yeah, I think another thing that we improved a lot from last year as well, we had, like, our whole team is juniors now. So we were all sophomores the year before, and we were really, like, super inexperienced. But then this year we went super far in the tournament, which was really good for us, and I think we'll do even better next year.
And what about ice hockey? Tell me about that and how your season was there.
I think another team that we've been improving like throughout my high school career. Not as far for that one, but I think we have 7th graders and 8th graders on that team that play up too, so it's like really good experience to be able to teach those younger kids what it's like to be on a varsity sport and be in high school.
Tell me about the playing these sports with all different sticks. Is it at all related to you, do you think? The field hockey stick work, the ice hockey stick work, and of course lacrosse.
Yeah, I think field hockey and hockey are a little bit more similar, but I do think it's a lot of the same muscles working, so I think that's definitely better. I'm not too good at like basketball or football or anything like that. So,
well, there's no sticks involved. That's why.
I know.
is one of those sports your main sport? You were mentioning that not too many people on the lacrosse team, it's their number one sport. So if you were to say, what is your number one sport, which one would it be?
Field hockey.
Okay, sounds good. All right. Now, let me just jump to a few other things. Within Gloucester High School, what other extracurricular things do you do?
I'm the vice president of my class, and I'm also a part of our Interact Club. So we help out throughout the community there. And I'm on NHS now, too. It's National Honor Society.
And I know, yeah. I didn't mean to interrupt you if I did, yeah.
Oh, no, yeah, I'm all done.
Okay. And I know you're top-ranked, and one of the top-ranked students in your class. And academically, I understand you're a math-science kind of person. So what is your favorite math/science course or courses so far at Gloucester High School?
I'm taking robotics right now, and I really enjoy that class. Well, as AP Chemistry, and I took AP Computer Science last year, and that was one of my favorite classes.
Yeah, well, robotics, I think that's obviously a great thing to be versed in for sure moving forward. Yeah, yeah. And do you have a favorite teacher or kind of an inspirational teacher that you've had at some point at the school?
Yeah, I think it was my robotics teacher. He's just kind of like brought a new style of learning for me. And there's like a lot of hands-on activity and just like a lot of experience to like what a college class would be like, and you know, kind of some more freedom, but like a lot of like you creating what you really want to work on. And I just really enjoy that. It's like the style of learning that I like.
Yeah. So have you built a, you know, kind of a robot or something like that?
Yeah.
Can you tell me more about it?
yeah, we did one of our projects is we made like a windshield wiper, That was cool. And then another one, we did a robot that goes and gets you a soda. I'm doing a bowling robot right now.
For those of us that can't go out and bowl or don't want to go out and bowl, we have a robot to do it for us. There you go.
Absolutely.
That makes sense. Is there anything else you want to mention? I got one last question for you, but anything else about winning the Student Athlete Award? It is a great award to be able to be recognized in a combined way, as you put so much time, I'm sure, into both athletics and to academics, as it shows.
Yeah, no, I remember when I was a freshman and the seniors and juniors winning it, and it was definitely something that I looked forward to and hoped that I would receive in my high school career, so I'm really happy that I was awarded it.
Yeah. Do you want to give a shout-out to anybody, a teammate or anything else, someone else in your life to give a shout-out to wrap it up here?
Yeah, I think just my parents and my brother, who've always been supportive of me and helped me through academics and athletics and driving me everywhere and pushing me to finish my schoolwork and really keeping me on top of everything. So without them, I wouldn't be able to do all of it.
Well, Ellis, thank you so much for joining us. Congrats on the award. If you hang on the line here, I'll talk to you in just a second here. But Ellis, again, thanks and congrats.
Thank you.
Ella Koster with us from Gloucester High here on MSONewsSports.com.